Cheat.
Theft. Duel. Partying. Wingmare.
Cheat.
Theft.
And now,
duel.
The six Ponyville murderesses are proud to present
Party. Their
rendition of
Wingmare.
Pony Block Tango.
Cheat.
Theft. Duel. Partying. Wingmare.
Cheat.
Theft. Duel. Partying. Wingmare.
Cheat.
Heads competition, like Flynn and Flynn. But these crooks weren't just competing, they were downright cheats. Well, one day, I'm selling cider, been working all day, selling all wares to keep the family afloat. And then there's Flynn and Flynn. We start a competition, and of course, Flynn and Flynn start competing. No, not competing, cheating. So I said to them, I said, don't you show your faces round here again! And they did. So I took Granny's shotgun off the wall and fired two wounded shots in their heads! Yahoo!
They had it coming. They had it coming. They only had themselves to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have heard it, I bet that you would have done the same.
She had it coming. I met Suri Polamere in Manhattan a little while ago. We were both designers, so we hit it off right away. Then I decided to share some fabric with her. It was ever so exquisite, she wants a couple snips, so of course I obliged. Then I found out accents, she told me. Accents, my blood! Not only did she bombard her whole line with the fabric, oh no! She made that Coco do all her sewing for her. Such a doormat, you know. So that night, I fixed Suri a drink to celebrate. You know, some mares just can't hold their arsenic.
She had it coming.
Cheat, theft,
cheat,
party, wingmare. Cheat, theft, duel, party, wingmare.
And then she used it.
Cheat,
and she abused it.
Theft,
it was a murder.
Duel, party, wingmare.
So, now that I'm an alicorn, I'm just doing my regular princessy things. Then into Ponyville storms Trixie in a jealous rage. You don't deserve to be a princess. She was crazy. And she just kept screaming, I should have been a princess. And then she ran into my giant laser beam. She ran into my giant laser beam 10 times.
If you had been there, if you had seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Yeah, but did you do it? Did you? Oh, never mind. Not.
Every pony knows that I'm the best party pony around. But this cheese sandwich jerk came into town saying that he was. Now, to prove which of us is the best, we had a goof-off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 splits, spread eagles, backflips, party cannons, one right after the other. Well, by the time the dust had settled, there was an obvious winner. Me, of course. So I go to grab my pony supplies for Dashy Shindig. I come back, ready to go. And there's Dashy, with cheese. Plain ruining the party.
Without me.
While I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later when I was washing the blood off my hooves I even knew he was dead.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He had it coming all along. I didn't do it. But if I'd done it, how could you tell me that I was wrong?
He had it coming.
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 I guess the party's off.
I didn't do it.
And then they used her.
But if I'd done it,
they abused her.
How could you tell me that I was wrong?
He had it coming.
I'd always dreamed of being a Wonderbolt. Until I finally had the chance to go to the Academy. I ended up being Wingmare to Lightning Dust. She may have been an awesome flyer, but she was reckless, insensitive, and almost cost me the opportunity of a lifetime. You could say we parted ways because of Pegasi differences. She saw herself in flight, and I saw her dead.
The dirty horse. The dirty horse.
Cheat!
Theft. Duel.